The 35-nation Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency began its regular meeting in Vienna today with the issue of Iran high on the agenda. In recent months, the IAEA inspectors have discovered a range of undisclosed nuclear activities in Iran that have increased suspicions that Iran is pursuing nuclear weapons. The IAEA has to decide what to do about it. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The most recent discovery came in August when environmental samples taken by IAEA inspectors at a uranium enrichment facility revealed the presence of particles of bomb-grade uranium. That revelation, in a confidential report from the IAEA's director, Mohammad Baradeh, came on top of earlier disclosures that Iran was secretly building a complex infrastructure that could be used to manufacture nuclear weapons. Iran has consistently denied that it wants nuclear weapons, but as the revelations mount, Iranian credibility has dropped to near zero, says John Wolfstahl, an expert on nuclear proliferation at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington.
There's now a pattern of activities, programs, experiments that Iran has undertaken without disclosing that to the international community that are only now being disclosed and potentially coming under safeguards, but raises the question, how can we have any confidence that Iran has truly disclosed all of its nuclear activities this time around?
The positive side of these developments is that the Iranian government has become more cooperative, allowing more inspections. But Wolfstahl worries that even if the IAEA discovers all of its nuclear weapons activities, that won't ultimately stop Iran, for now an adherent to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, from getting the bomb.
All these new inspections allow us to do is watch Iran build an existential nuclear arsenal and wait for the day when they simply pull out of the treaty and make the final step.
In the past, the U.S. has used threatening rhetoric to pressure Iran to stop these activities, including a statement not long ago from President Bush that the United States will not tolerate nuclear weapons in the hands of Iran. This time around, though, the rhetoric has cooled. This was State Department spokesman Richard Boucher speaking last week about the IAEA and Iran.
We certainly think that the Board of Governors, that the IAEA, needs to look closely at the Secretary General's report on Iran, needs to look closely at the situation on Iran, and needs to take appropriate action.
Last week, the Bush administration circulated a proposal to the IAEA's Board of Governors to declare Iran in non-compliance of its non-proliferation commitments, which, if adopted, would send the issue to the UN Security Council. But on Friday, the administration withdrew this in favor of less confrontational language. That may be the result of growing international pressure on Iran to sign what's called the Additional Protocol, which would give the IAEA power to carry out surprise inspections anywhere in Iran. The European Union wants Iran to do that and is conditioning a favorable trade deal on it, and Russia, so far Iran's most important supplier of nuclear technology, now wants the same thing, says Jeffrey Kemp of the Nixon Center in Washington.
The Russians are clearly less laid back about this issue than they have been in the past. Both Russia and Europe now see that Iran's program is much more advanced than anyone believed, and that it's paralleled by a very sophisticated surface-to-surface missile program. And if you just look at a map, I mean, Russia and Europe will be in the firing line long before the continental United States.
All of this pressure has been good news for Washington, says Kemp.
It's allowed the Bush administration to walk away from what was a very strident unilateralist position several months ago, essentially saying to Iran, get rid of your nuclear capabilities or else, to a more diplomatic approach, working with allies and the IAEA and hopefully the Russians to persuade the Iranians that it's in their interest to comply rather than demanding that they comply.
By all accounts, the pressure is having some effect in Tehran, where the Iranian government is deeply divided as it debates how to react to the results of the IAEA's inspections. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.